Welcome to the RV Entrepreneur Podcast, the weekly show for nomads, work campers, RVers, and entrepreneurs looking to earn a living or build a business while enjoying the RV lifestyle. This week's host is Kimberly Crossland. Let's settle in and enjoy the RV Entrepreneur Podcast brought to you by RV Life.
Welcome to another episode of the RV Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host for this week, Kimberly Crossland, and I am so excited to be bringing you Elizabeth Bergert. Elizabeth is an author, a blogger, a podcast host, a mom, a Grammy, and a full-time RVer. And in this episode, she's sharing details about her unique approach to entrepreneurship from the road. In addition to selling her books, of course, Elizabeth offers something called Lavender Letters. This is a historical fiction subscription model where her customers get new letters in the mail every other week. And to craft this subscription model, Elizabeth RV'd through the Oregon Trail in real time, soaking up the sights and the sounds and the smells, and she uses all of that firsthand knowledge to write her historical fiction. It is such a fascinating concept and such a great conversation. I cannot wait to dive into it. But first, here's a short break to hear from our sponsors who make this show possible.
RVing is more than just a hobby. It's a community. When you join RV Life, you're not just gaining access to a suite of tools. You're becoming part of a vibrant community of fellow RV enthusiasts. Share your experiences, learn from others, and make your RV journey even more memorable. Visit RVLife.com to become a part of our community and start making connections that last a lifetime.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us today. I am really excited to have this conversation with you because when you reached out to us and you said, this is what I'm doing, I thought, oh my goodness, I've never heard of this before. So I really want to get into the details about what it is you're working on and this exciting business that you're starting. But before we do that, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your RV lifestyle?
Hi, thank you so much for letting me be here. I'm so excited to share this with you. I love the RV life. I have been a part of it since 2012 when I gave up the big brick and mortar and decided to downsize everything. I just got rid of everything and moved into a camper. And I love it. The most exciting things for me is I love the journey. Everybody takes plane rides because they want to get to the destination so quickly, but I just need to see everything along the way. I want to see all the flowers. I want to see all the rocks. I want to see the desert and the ocean. I just love every step of the way.
I love that you said that. That's such a good perspective. And I think that it's not said enough. I share that same view with you, by the way. I think it's really awesome to see things along the way. You never know where you're going to stop. You never know what like roadside attraction you're going to bump into. It's really, really fun. And I love that you said that you like the journey. And that's also very akin to entrepreneurship because, you know, we don't create something to have it done. We create something to offer it to the world and to bring it out there. And so I love what you are creating with your business. Can you tell us a little bit about how you make money from the road and what your business is?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I am umbrellaed under the title of author. I have a few standalone books that I have out there, but I was struggling with not being able to create the stories fast enough. It used to be my favorite compliment, though. I read your book in 3 days and it was so great. What's next? I didn't have anything that was next. So I was trying to figure out a way to stretch out the whole story process so people can really get into it. Because we're such a binge culture anymore that we would just throw ourselves into it, read it, watch it, you know, whatever, and then it's done. You don't think about it again. So I created something that I'm calling Lavender Letters. And it was inspired because I followed the Oregon Trail in real time or as close to as real time as I could get a few years ago. I was so inspired by the people who took this adventure and took this journey and completely unaware of what was going to happen next. And they would write letters back home about what they were seeing, how they were feeling, what was happening. And I decided to take that idea and create a story around it. So Lavender Letters it's a story that takes 24 letters to get to the end of. And what makes it unique is they are actually letters or journal entries or newspaper clippings, and they will get mailed to you to your actual mailbox every other week.
That is so cool. I love the Oregon Trail story. I mean, so many of us remember playing it on the computers growing up, and you know, that game is just such a classic. But to actually like go and put yourself in that position, tell me a little bit about what that was like. I'm so intrigued to go and actually real time the Oregon Trail.
It was really, really neat. I'm one of those people, like we said, it's about all about the journey. I don't want to just read about it. I want to see it. I want to feel it. I want to touch it. I want to smell it. And when you get to experience it like that, it gets into your bones and you can literally connect with these people who did the journey. I mean, we're not so different from those people back then. We're striving to be our best self. We want to do something we've never done. We want to challenge ourselves. And I think that the people on this journey have stories to tell. Well, these are fictional stories that I'm coming up with, but you are literally breaking down their story one letter at a time.
Man, that's such a cool concept. So when you were doing the Oregon Trail, were you doing it in your RV or how were you going in real time?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I did a whole lot before I did. Yes, I did. If I knew I was going to stay in a place for very long, I would stay for a few weeks and then I could do a big circle around the area. Like I just fell in love with the area around Fort Laramie. So I was there for a while because there's tons of history and lots of research there. But the journals and diaries that I read, they had specific points where they would connect, like Scott's Bluff or Elephant Rock. So they had all of these things where they would stop, everybody would commune, you would write letters back home, you would get supplies, things like that. And so I tried to hit those main points as much as I could. And I tried to do it at the same time they did. So for example, almost everyone left in the month of May. It got to the point where if you left too late in the month of May, you would get caught in snowstorms and it was very bad. So I left the same time they did from Independence, Missouri, and I followed as much of the route as I possibly could on a regular highway.
Oh my goodness. This is such a cool concept. So I'm just picturing you RVing, taking it all in, enjoying the journey like we talked about, which is such a cool perspective. And I think that, and I love that you said that at the start, because as people are reading these lavender letters that they're getting in their hands every single month, is every month or is it every few weeks? It's every month, right?
You get two letters a month. Every other week, a new one is mailed out.
Every other week. How cool.
When they get these envelopes, there's different pieces in there. So you'll recognize who is writing to you by the paper. The font is different. Like I said, I add little extra things like telegrams and maps and newspaper articles that I write. So it's very much an immersive experience.
Wow, that is something that I don't think we see enough of today, especially in our culture of just always being online and glued to our screens and glued to our phones. Having that tactile experience of really being able to feel it and see it and feel like you're on the receiving end of someone who is really traveling the Oregon Trail. And the fact that it's coming from you who has actually done it, who's actually taken the time to do all that research and make your way up the Oregon Trail just like they did, and all that deep research. Yes, it's fiction, but it's based on history. And I think that is just such a cool concept. So talk to me about how you're doing this from your RV. I can imagine that you have a lot of supplies and you've got a lot of things that you're juggling as you pack up. I'm a former subscription box owner, and so I know that there's a lot that goes into packing this, more than meets the eye. So talk to me about your process for pulling this all together.
It was very, very tricky. A lot of time is spent on how can I do this in a very, very small space. So I write the letters and I print them out, and they are stored in little drawers. So every other week I pull them out, I fold them, I put them all in order, I put the stickers on there, add the extra things. So it is it's very time consuming, but it's very love oriented. It makes me so happy to be able to touch everybody's letters and literally be a part of their lives while doing this. But it is tricky. So lots of file folders, little drawers, little cabinets. And also, if they choose, they can upgrade to get gifts along the way. So I have to have drawers for the gifts. So they can have three gifts come to them along the way. And then their fourth gift is a book of the journey from a completely different perspective. So if the letters are seeing it through the character's point of view, the book is the overall arching third perspective of the whole story. So the letters gives them the inside detail, and the book will give them the little pieces that they were missing.
Oh my goodness, how fun. So this is a book that you've written. Can people buy that book separately, or is it only part of an upgrade?
Well, they will get it with or without the upgrade. You can choose letters only and they'll get the book, but it is also one of the gifts for the full experience. Yes, the book is what makes this so unique. So it's not repeating the letters, it's the whole journey.
Very cool. And when you say gifts, what kind of gifts are they? Are they small gifts? Are they something like a souvenir that would be mailed from somebody along the Oregon Trail? Or what are those gifts? What kind of gifts do they look? You don't have to tell us what the gifts are if you don't want to expose that, but I'm just kind of curious.
Our surprises, they are, they're gifts unique to the story. They are not like historically based. They are all Lavender Letters based.
Okay, nice. I think that's really, really fun. So talk to me then about your process for this. So I know you said that you have the different file folders and everything. You sound very organized, which I admire because I'm not necessarily that organized myself. But if you have the different file folders, I'm thinking through when somebody signs up. So now I'm going to put on my entrepreneurial hat and think through your processes and your systems, because as RV entrepreneurs, we love systems, right? We all love a good system to keep us on track, especially as our lives are always on the road. So when somebody signs up for Lavender Letters, do you do an open-close model? Let's start there. Do you do an open-close model so there's a specific start date?
Yes. Since it is so hands-on and it is so personal with every single person, I can't take on a whole lot. So it is an open and close model. I open twice a year, one during the holidays and Christmas holidays, and then one at Mother's Day, because this is really a great Mother's Day gift. Moms can only use so many tchotchkes, and this is a great way to enjoy the holiday for a full year. So yes, I open for 2 weeks. There's always a bonus if you sign up early, and then I have to close it down and then concentrate, because there are several rotations of this going. So every time the doors open for a new subscription, they start at the very beginning. So there's several versions of the story going out at the same time. So once they sign on, they are immediately put into my system, which I use Trello, and they are sent out a welcome kit with a little swag bag in it and a handwritten note, because I appreciate them very much. And then their first letter will go out the first Tuesday of the next month.
Look at that. That's very organized. I love that you use Trello to kind of track everything. Do you then, like, I'm just trying to picture this, and I might be nerding out too much on your systems, but this is where my brain goes. Do you then, when they're sent the swag bag, do you kind of just like shuffle them across like on a Kanban type board where it's like the different columns and they're each person's its own like little traveling, almost like they're along the journey too within your system. I'm just visualizing it, and I think it sounds really cool, like how they're progressing with you, but they can come in at different entry points. They all start at the beginning, but they all come in at different times of the year, depending on, you know, Christmas or Mother's Day. So that's a really good way to keep things streamlined, but I can also see it getting a little bit overwhelming, but it sounds like you've got such a good system in place to really tame that chaos. It sounds very clear to me, and I love how you've structured that so well.
It is very tricky, and I didn't know how I was going to do it when it started. So it really just kind of presented, okay, this is the next issue. How am I going to solve that? This is the next issue. How am I going to solve that? I use Trello for most organizational things, and then I'm also very visual, so I am surrounded by whiteboards. So I have to keep track of which letter from which group goes out, and they all go out on Tuesdays. So it's the every other Tuesdays. So that helps, but I do have to keep track of I have to give them all names. I have to keep track of which group gets which letter. On one Trello board, I keep track of that all the letter ones, they all contain this one thing, and you know, so on and so forth. So if they get the newspaper, I have to make sure that that's included. If they get a bonus sticker, I have to make sure that that's included. I literally check and double check everything before I seal the envelopes.
Yeah, that personalization goes a long way from the customer experience, but from your experience as an entrepreneur, it can be very daunting. I know from having run a subscription box, like I said, that part can be very, very tricky because you're constantly like, did I get this right box? And you don't want to ship out the wrong box. And then someone got more than they had paid for and someone got less than they had paid for. And you just feel guilty about that, even though, you know, human mistakes happen. But I think it sounds like you've got such a good structure. And I also really wanted to shine a light on that because it's one of these behind the scenes challenges that we really only talk about on the RV Entrepreneur podcast. And so it's good that we are able to share in those experiences and learn from one another. I love that you brought that up. I'm curious now to move away from challenges. Do you have any other challenges that you wanted to share before I move away?
I do. Not so much a challenge, but I will say that being an author is such a solitary thing. Being able to reach out with these people one letter at a time, literally one letter at a time, is worth the extra time it takes. So, I mean, you can't talk to me on Mondays, but I love being able to connect one letter at a time with each of my subscribers.
I think that's really important that you brought that up. I'm so glad you did. And being an RVer is kind of an isolating way to live. You know, we're traveling and we all take different journeys ourselves. I mean, there are some caravan groups, but for the most part, we all take different journeys ourselves. And then also being an entrepreneur, you're working alone as well. And there's so often these moments where we don't get to talk to our customers and we don't get to talk to the people who are buying from us. So I love how you, first off, included that handwritten note. So you're really offering that personal touch. And then you also really honor the people behind it. I think that that is something that a lot of people can learn from and will appreciate doing themselves. I've done that myself with little sticky notes. Like anytime somebody would join a course, when I was in a launch period, when I was launching my big signature course, I'd write their name down and just kind of say this verbal, like, thank you and welcome, and get really excited to have them as part of my world and part of my swirl. And it sounds like you do the same thing. It's such a good way to really honor the person behind it.
Yes, absolutely. They could be doing anything. They could spend their money anywhere. They could be watching Netflix and not, you know, decide to do this journey with me. So yeah, it means a lot to me that these people are willing to invest not only their financially, but I mean, we're spending a good year together. And if they stick with it, they'll, you know, it could be several years because another story follows up as soon as they finish that one, God willing.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. You're so talented. I want to talk about your books too, before we move on, because you brought up being an author and obviously you author all of these Lavender Letters through the subscription, but you also have your own series of books you have your own books, I should say. Tell us a little bit more about those books and when did you write them? When did you publish them? Where are they published?
My first one was published in 2012, and I guess I could fall under the umbrella of edgy Christian fiction, to where the villains are villains. And the only reason it's not fully Christian fiction is because not everybody ends up holding hands at the end. So the edgy is always put on there because sometimes the villains don't get saved. I like to write people as real people. I mean, I love the romance and everything, and I love that, you know, there's happy stories, and I'm but I like to reflect real life stories. So my characters are very real, so they will connect with you. So I wasn't allowed to just call myself a Christian fiction author because I do have a lot of real life stories in there. I was first published in 2012, and the first book was called Captive Heart, and that was my first historical Christian fiction. Then I went on to write four contemporary fiction. I dabbled with some nonfiction in there. And then my last standalone book is a supernatural fiction because it has angels in it. And all the while, my people kept on saying, go back to historical fiction. Can you write another historical fiction? When are you going to write another historical fiction? Well, I hope they're ready because there's 5 years of these lavender letters coming their way.
Oh, wow. And what a gift that is. I love that so much. And I want to say something. I want to go back to what you had said earlier, that you write from a real person's perspective. Like, these are real people having real lived experiences. And I think that that gets lost so often. So I wanted to kind of jump out of my chair saying, yes, thank you. Because that, to me, we live in, you know, you talked about we live in a binge culture. We also live in a culture of Instagram happy, Facebook happy, where we show all the glitz and the glamour. And that's also why I like to talk about the challenges of entrepreneurship, because they're there and they're real and they happen to all of us. Life happens to all of us. We all have these human experiences that we go through. And the fact that someone can sit down with one of your books, Elizabeth, and open it up and say, okay, I'm not alone, and someone else has experienced hardship. Yeah, maybe it's a fictional character, but it's a real person telling the story. And stories are often based off of real life and real human experiences. And if we just gloss over it on social media, if we gloss over it in fiction, we're just glossing over all of that. And it can make people feel, back to your point about feeling in isolation, that can also make people feel really isolated. So you, Elizabeth, I see you as being this amazing connector of people through the work that you do, and you're able to really help people feel seen and appreciated. And that is a huge gift. And I hope that you feel that, because that is something that is so needed in the entrepreneurial space. It's so needed in business in general. And so thank you for the work that you do, because that's really important to help people feel seen. And now when people go to sign up for Lavender Letters, they will know that there's Elizabeth on the other side writing down their name, handwriting them a note, and really thanking them for being there. That's huge. That's absolutely huge. So I want to move into, before we wrap up, because I know that we're running out of time together, but I want to talk before we do wrap up. Let's talk about some strategies for getting in front of new readers and getting your story out there, especially because your story is a little bit more, I don't know that it's a little bit more complex, but the business model is not your typical business model. You buy the product, you walk out of the store, you use the product. This is more, they're going on a journey with you, and it's a long journey and it's an exciting journey. And it's one that's not going to feed into that binge culture, because it's an every other week type of a gift that they get in the mail. I consider it a gift. And so talk to me about different strategies that you're using to grow your business, to get exposure. Obviously, coming onto podcasts, we're so glad that you came onto the RV Entrepreneur. But what are some other ways that you're getting in front of people? How are you telling your story?
That is actually probably one of the biggest struggles, because it is so completely different. People aren't used to it. They want to just go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and grab the book and just be done with it, read it and be done. It is almost like you have to retrain them to a new experience, which is actually an old experience. And it's okay to unplug. It's okay to unwind and just relax for a few minutes. And the people who have received the letters, they say that it was hard at first because they want the next part of the story, like right now. But they are so excited waiting to get to the next letters. It might take 10 days, it might take 14 days, but they get so excited looking for that purple envelope in their mailbox. So reaching people has been a struggle, because when you're talking on social media, for example, you only get that quick blip of a funny meme or something that, you know, flashes out at them, but they don't stop to read why this is so completely different. So my strategy has been to go back to creating a community. So if people like me, then they're more willing to see what I'm doing. They're more willing to look a little bit deeper, or if they hear something, they might want to go further and like see what she's about. So I am very much invested in people, and I am an introvert. I'm very introverted. And so my word for this next year has been community. So I've been trying to figure out how to reconnect, start doing book signings, and just put myself out there, because technically I am the brand. And if they are willing to connect with me, then they'll be willing to see what's in my world. That's my plan anyway. I don't know. I don't think there's a quick way to put it out in front of people and be like, hey, buy this right now, because it's not at Walmart and it's not, you know, on Amazon. So it's tricky.
It is. But I think that your idea of creating that community, you're going to get people emotionally vested in your brand and in your work. And that will spark word of mouth marketing like no other. That's really, really exciting. And I also can see that if you can leverage your RV lifestyle to go out to different book signings and say, hey, I'm going to be in this town, would love to meet you. You can still feed your introverted self by being able, because I'm also an introvert, so I feel that, that you can go back to the camper and like have that alone time to recharge. But you can spend a couple hours and like have those meetups where, hey, we're going to talk about XYZ and maybe like just those different topics and building that community. People are going to follow that. They're going to get excited and it's going to be different, which is a good thing. Consumers today are really craving something different and more personal. And I see this pendulum. The pendulum swung over for a very long time over to, into convenience. And we're not swinging away from that necessarily, but we are really missing that community, that right. connection where you go down to the local general store and they know who you are when you walk through the door. If we can rebuild that and foster that again, which it sounds like is exactly what you're doing with building that community and having that connection, it's such a cool way to do marketing. And I think it's unique, but it's also so something that people really want. We're looking, I mean, not to go off on a tangent, sorry, but I love how you said this. Were you looking at Facebook statistics? People are not engaging as much in the feed. Now they're more in groups, or also even more recently in the DMs and in like these group messenger conversations. They're looking for those more tight-knit communities. And so your plan sounds really, really strong to be able to build that community and build those tight-knit communities from people who, like going back to your original point, are feeling alone. Maybe they're feeling alone reading it. Maybe they just want people to talk to about it and not have to feel so, you know, out in the middle of nowhere. So it sounds like you're really doing a good job of building that. And you've got such a good head on your shoulders. I'm really glad that we had this chance to talk and dive deeper into your model, because it's so compelling. Okay, let's end here at where people can follow you, where people can find you, where people can start to be part of this community that you're going to be fostering.
I am most of the time found on Facebook. I am at Elizabeth Bougeret Author. I'm also on Instagram, but that moves too fast for me, so I'm not really active over there. I'm available on my website, which is elizabethbougeret.com. And I haven't firmly planted where I want my community yet. I'm doing some research, and you've actually been a huge influence on the direction of my research, but right now it's on Facebook.
That's perfect. And we'll link to all of that in the show notes. So anybody can go, they can subscribe to Lavender Letters on your website, and they can follow you on Facebook and follow your journey and join your community as you build out that next step of your, or that next layer of your marketing strategy as well. So it'll be really fun to continue to watch how that evolves, and maybe we'll have you back on the show sometime. And you can talk through that strategy as well if you'd like. But for right now, it was so good to chat with you and get to know you a little bit better. I think you brought up some really, really important points. And it is clear that you have a really strong way with words. So I know that if you write as well as you speak, which obviously you do, then it's just going to be such a gift to get those letters. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Wasn't that a great episode with Elizabeth? I was so excited to hear her take on how she's used her RV lifestyle to really go out and explore and create a business based on her adventures. I loved how she said that she loves the journey specifically. It's not about the destination, right? It's about the journey. And she loves the process of getting to know all these different experiences and places and people that she's meeting and really using those to turn them into not only a business, but also just this beautiful life that she's creating for herself. I also love how she shared with us her organization system in such a small space. It's always fun to hear how people take what they're doing and they leverage their small space to really build a business. Having a product-based business myself, I know that organization is no easy feat. And so for her to be able to turn her small space into something that can be so organized and so well put together and systematized is really, really impressive. I hope that you got so much out of this episode today. And I invite you to come and follow her along on Facebook like I am doing. Go check out her website. And of course, go and sign up for her Lavender Letters. The doors are about to close on this round. So you need to go and jump in quickly or squirrel it away so that you can jump in for the next round when she opens her doors right around Mother's Day again. Definitely want to go check it out. It's super impressive and it's always fun to support a fellow RV entrepreneur. I'd also love to hear what you thought about this episode. So come and tag me inside the RV Entrepreneur Facebook group and let's have a conversation over there. Continue this chat about all the fun things that Elizabeth is doing and how you are running your business from your RV. Talk to you next time.